It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I am your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on the government conspiracy to deceive through signage. Yeah, I know. You think I took too many head blows when I played rugby, but I have proof. I have uncovered a diabolical plot to confuse and confound both locals and visitors, and I have the evidence to prove it. I will describe each offending sign, and at the end of the show, tell you how you can help thwart this threat to our sanity. Last week's interview with the architect of the lawsuit to stop the implementation of the planned Bay Area went a little long, so I intend to make this show a little shorter and allow you jazz lovers to return to the music. I found the first evidence of the signage conspiracy at the southwest corner of Bridgeway and Princess Streets in downtown Sausalito, just outside the Crazy Shirts retail store. If you go to push the button to cross Bridgeway, you'll see the arrow doesn't point across Bridgeway, but rather points in the opposite direction up Princess Street. The next sign is just across Bridgeway. This sign is located on Bridgeway near the entrance to the new Barrel House Tavern, which I have yet to visit, but here it is great. The sign is in the standard handicap blue and announces which direction to find public restrooms, including handicapped ones. The problem with this sign is that the arrow on the sign points both north to the public restrooms by the Bank of America, but also south to a point I currently know not where. Are there public restrooms down towards Skoma's and the Trident? I looked, but all I saw was a handicapped access sign on the wall of the Trident, but no indication of any public restrooms. If anyone knows the secret location of the southern public restrooms, clue us all in. My final deceptive sign is attached to a lamppost along Bridgeway, roughly across from the seal statue in the bay. In what appears to be a case of extreme recycling, the banner announces the 60th anniversary of the art festival from September 1 through September 3rd. Well, 2013 is the 61st Art Festival, and it's to be held from August 31st through September 2nd. I am all for recycling, but anyone who shows up for the festival on September 3rd is not going to be amused. When I went to double-check myself on the details of the Art Festival, I found another diabolical act of deception in the press release issued March 7th of this year. The headline had the correct dates for the festival, but in the body of the text was the following description, and I quote, "The Sausalito Art Festival will be held in Marin Ship Park adjacent to the ferry landing Friday, August 31st and Saturday, September 1st, from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Monday, September 2nd, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. This announcement is wrong in oh so many ways. The old adage was, you can't believe what you read in the paper. Well, apparently you can't believe what you see on local signs. What can you do about this conspiracy? Well, first, make sure everyone knows the 2013 Art Festival is Labor Day weekend from August 31st to September 2nd. Then, volunteer to be an editor for either the City of Sausalito or the Art Festival. Next week, my guest will be Susan Kirsch, the founder of Citizen Marin, on the topic of joint powers agreements as used by our regional and local governments. I encourage you to read her piece, Silencing the Voice of the People, in this week's Marin Voice section of the Marin Independent Journal. And oh yes, I am still seeking a supporter of Plan Bay Area to be a guest on this show. Well, That's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.